When the personality engages in these behaviors, it is as though it feeds its body arsenic again and again. It is just like that. These behaviors distort and contaminate and destroy the strength of the soul in the same way. This is the distortedness of the soul that the physical reduced counterpart of the soul, called the personality, takes on in order to cleanse, in order to let other souls see so that it can be helped. Understanding this dynamic is at the heart of spiritual psychology. It is the foundation upon which spiritual psychology is built, so that when pain is seen, it is not responded to with judgment or ugliness or avoidance, but recognized as the soul shattered. In this way, we shall say, in this circumstance, let us heal him. Let us heal her. Let us not run from the unattractiveness of a shattered soul. The personality of a shattered soul is unaware. There is a continual interaction between your personality and your soul. The question is, are you aware of it, or are you not? If you are not aware of it, then it is not direct. It is indirect through having to move its currents through the density of doubt, through the density of unawareness. If you are aware of this guidance from your higher self, you are receptive to it. That receptivity allows guidance to flow instantly and immediately. If you are unaware and deny that there is any level of higher wisdom in guidance to your life, then the guidance must come through the density of physical events.